Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jem Rose, tonight joined with Revival, an indie rock band from Cleethorpes. Lads, how are yous? You all good?
Yeah.
Good, thanks. Always, but I'm absolutely perfect. So tell me, just introduce yourself quick, each of you, because we've got all the band on tonight. So introduce yourself and what do you guys do in the band?
So I'm Ben, I'm the lead guitarist, and I also do a little bit of backing vocals for some of the songs.
Hey, I'm Josh. I'm the bass player and lead vocals. I'm Lewis. I play
bass. Perfect. So tell me, how did the band come together? Like, what's the kind of background? How do you guys all come together to kind of perform?
So this one's kind of a funny one, actually. Me and Lewis have known each other since we were like really little kids, like when they're
definitely started playing together.
Yeah. So I actually didn't really know how to play a guitar, I can't lie, but I think we were about 12, and Lewis had been playing drums for a little bit, and he was pretty good, to be fair. And I just kind of wanted to play guitar, really. So me and Lewis started playing together, and we decided to start a band, and then all these years later, we found Josh on the social medias there.
Good on social.
Yeah. We picked him up and came for a tryout and it was perfect fit. So we've just been playing together ever since.
And it's just kind of fitted. Was there any kind of trial and error? Was the people that were just kind of in and out, or did you guys immediately find a sound and it was kind of sorted? It was just set from there.
I'd say we've had some sort of trial and error. Like we've played with other people and stuff, but to be fair, we've only really come to like our sound, like, I think definitively until around about now. We've kind of like, in the past couple of months, we've kind of set our sound. It's a bit more heavier than we used to play, but I feel with Josh, we've kind of got that good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, kind of tell me your influences in the band alone. We'll get into your musical influences away from you guys and what you guys have been listening to. So in the band as a whole, what's kind of the writing process like? Is there a lead writer, or are you guys just all having your own input onto kind of the songs?
So when we're writing, we all have sort of an input. We all like come in with like riff ideas and like song ideas, just like basic layouts of songs and stuff. But I'd say the writing is mostly done by Ben of lyrics, but I also do help a lot with lyrics. And then Lewis likes to write the drums.
Yeah, we would have no clue what we were doing. The drum, Lewis just hit the drum bit down.
Yeah, and then it's all kind of come together. Are you guys always rehearsing together, or is there times where you've maybe written a riff or written a few lyrics or maybe drums, and then you've kind of come into the recording studio like you guys are tonight, and you've been like, I've got this, you know, and kind of work from there? Or is it always like you guys kind of practicing and then you all kind of working on it together? Or is there individual little bits that kind of come in from here and from there, and then you guys kind of putting it together on a song?
Yes, I'd say that's really interesting, to be fair, because like for us personally, we've kind of always gone with the process of like writing it together. Like we write in band practice, like what we're doing, what we like, so we can get a bit of everyone's sort of opinion on the riffs, like little changes and stuff. But I'd say recently we've kind of to maybe maximise the amount of songs that we can write in a certain amount of time, we've all been kind of coming together with our own ideas and bringing them in and then just tweaking them from there. So I feel like in terms of writing, I think we definitely need to refine our methods still a little bit more. But I'd say we're definitely getting there. Like, I would say personally, I don't know about you, Josh, or you, Lewis, but we write the best songs that when we're together. In practice working like together, but I don't know what
the best songs definitely come from all of us I think we all write good songs by ourselves still, but it's all like finalised and it like comes together just like when everyone's together.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about it
as an ensemble type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Plus I feel like it gives everyone an opportunity to add in the little bit that they like into the song. Then it's kind of got like a mix of everybody's sort of likes and dislikes and I feel like it's just better when we come together as a group, really.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of what's, individually, what's your own kind of musical background? Is there always been a fascination behind it, or I've kind of spoken to people before where they've not necessarily been kind of that into music? I mean, is it something that you've learnt from a young age, or is it something that maybe a couple of years of maybe you've, you know, picked up a guitar from maybe a young age, or is it kind of something that's developed as you got older? What's kind of, is it always a musical kind of background, or has it been something that you've kind of learned as you've got older?
So I've been doing music like a lot, just by myself. Like, yeah, I think I was in year three when I got my first guitar, and it was just like I started playing about with that, trying to write. I couldn't play anything until it was like year five, and I've never had a band. And then I started, like, solo work by myself, just, like, doing acoustic covers in clubs and stuff. And then I joined Revival, and then I've just become a bass player. And, don't say it, man. I've not downgraded.
You know what? I will always say that the bass, it goes massively underrated, that a bass player and an ace drummer are two of the most underrated people in the band. You can always have an elite guitarist and you can always have an elite vocalist, but I always feel like drums and bass in particular goes a little bit under the radar, so fair play to you.
I agree with the drum bit, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it goes under the radar. People are going, oh, like there's a lot of it where it's like, I don't know, Alex Turner's on the guitar, or Slash, or, you know, Matt Helder, but no one's ever saying about Nick O'Malley or saying about kind of the guitarist or bassist from The Killers or anyone like that. But you always remember the front man and you always remember the drummer. So, you know, it always goes under the radar, I think. What are you guys' individual age, just kind of go around the group, what are you guys' kind of musical influences away? What are you guys kind of influenced by, maybe, individually?
So, I think for me, like, music-wise, there was always, like, early Arctic Monkeys, really. So, before recently, like, Rain and stuff like that, really, sort of, like, indie rock.
Yeah.
And then, sort of, more into rock as I got older.
Are you guys all kind of having the same kind of influences? Are you guys all kind of being Raytons, Arctic Monkeys, or is like kind of the someone that's maybe got, you know, a Strokes, and there's someone that's, you know, maybe a Killers and someone that's a Foo Fighters, or is it all kind of a similar sound that you guys are into?
Yeah, so for me, I'm the guitarist, adding on to what Lewis has said, I feel like we all kind of like that sort of genre, like with the Raytons or sort of that sort of indie rock sort of style. I feel like that's all like our, it's definitely an essential part of our taste. But I know for me personally, I know I'm speaking to Josh as well on this, we like quite a lot of different music. Like my range goes a bit like, I listen to rap, some sort of like jazzy stuff, I listen to like old sort of rock music, I listen to anything really. I'm unopposed. I feel like the fact that each and every one of us listen to sort of different
All different versions of, you're getting influences from rap and maybe heavy rock, and then you've got indie rock in the back, and yeah, it definitely kind of benefits from having that different array of sounds. So kind of the name for the band, Revivalry, am I saying that right, by the way? I don't want to, am I saying it right? How did the name for the band come about?
Right, so that one, we made it when we were younger. We just never changed it ever since.
Yeah. We started as Revival when we like very first started, but then we realised a lot of bands have that name, so we just added our line at the end of it and called it a name, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, so it started off as Revival, now it's gone to Revivalry. So there's no real meaning behind it. Was it essentially just like maybe names on a dartboard, pick one? There's no real kind of, you know, there's no real sentiment behind it in a way.
I feel like the name for us holds quite a lot of power, because obviously we've stuck by it for so long, and I feel for us, Revivalry is kind of Ben, Lewis, Josh, like, but for us, it has a lot of sort of sentimental value, I guess, about other people, really.
Yeah, that you guys, that you guys have created. So it was essentially a name that didn't mean much, but from a brand that you guys have built, and from kind of the brotherhood in a way that you guys have got from the band, it now definitely means a lot more for you guys. So here's where you guys kind of caught onto my radar and why I wanted to have you on the show today. This new management deal, how does that happen? How does a group of like young lads from Cleethorpes end up with a management deal like from out of practically kind of nowhere? How does it happen, and how did you guys kind of react to hearing that news?
Right, so because we've done quite a few gigs like just around this year.
Yeah.
About January. Yeah. We went and did Chamine Fringe Fest, the Crystal Stage in Sheffield. And we got asked to do it for a second day. And so we all went back. I had a really bad cold as well. And we go and just, like, did our set. Ben stood on a bar, which is, like, just super cool. And we got off the stage, and Neil, our new manager, Aggressive Management, DM'd us just saying that was really special. We should talk. And after, like, a few months of talking, we met him in Docks. And finally sealed the deal. And now he's got Aggressive Management.
Yeah, how would you guys, could you guys just not believe it? By the way, I'd like to make the point, right, standing on a bar, absolutely just rocking out is probably the most 80s classic rock thing that you could do. Not many people are doing that nowadays. Fair play to you on that. Just standing. Just, by the way, I have seen this on Instagram. Was that pre-planned, or was that something that was just happening in the heat of the moment?
So this book's actually quite a funny one. There's a guy that was running sort of the show over there. A really lovely lad. His name is Josh. I mean, he was in a band and played on the exact stage a couple of years before. And he said that he got on a bar and everything. Maybe I could do that. And I kind of took some inspiration from our mate Josh in there. And I kind of just went with it, really. And I don't know, it was a weird moment. My feet started moving, and then I was, the plan was in motion. It was too late to turn back.
You've got to fully commit. You can't go to do it and then kind of back off, you know, with all them people watching you. So, I mean, what a moment. Quickly, what are you guys' first records that you can remember listening to? You've said about your influences being Rage Against the Machine and Arctic Monkeys that you kind of guys kind of listen to now. What was maybe the first song that really caught your attention and was like, I really want to try and I want to try and make music off that type of thing?
It's a bit of a weird one for me, because, like, I'd say the first record I ever, like, properly listened to was the Arctic Monkeys, Whatever People Say I Am Is What I'm Not. But I think I never really just listened to one song and thought, yeah, I want to make music off that. Because I just don't really like music, and my uncle gave me his own song, Hit One Christmas, and I just fell in love from there. It's a bit of a weird one for me.
Yeah, I mean, is there an album that, I should probably say, is there an album that sticks out for you guys? Because you say about kind of the first Arctic Monkeys album. I personally think the second one's better, but that's just me. Is there an album that you guys kind of all adore, universally, a kind of like, this is the album that we like the most? Is it an Oasis, or is it a Ratings? Is it an Arctic Monkeys? What is it?
I think maybe going back to what we were saying before, obviously, because we've got very sort of diverse taste in music. We all kind of like different stuff. I know that we've all got like our definitely our certain favourites. I think for us, we've not really got a definitive sort of album that, between us, that we all definitely like. But I'm sure if we sat down and talked about it, we'd be able to find.
So, okay, so between the band, and I don't want you guys want to put you on the spot then, if you used to maybe go, you guys are having a festival and you've got two sub-headliners and a headliner. What are you guys... Okay, let's put a hypothetical situation right. You guys are headlining a festival, right? You guys are headlining a festival. What are the two bands that you would want underneath you sub-headlining? It can be anyone. If you want Foo Fighters supporting you guys, go for it. So what would it be? What would be the two sub-headliners if you guys were headlining a show?
So,
I'm going to put my favourite band, October Drift.
Great. Good band. Really great band. Good shout, that.
And I think we also agree on Muse. Yeah, we all really like Muse. I don't know what it is. We all just like Muse. The one band that we all agree that we really like. No specific album or anything, just
like, just
as a band, we just like that.
The sound of Muse, it's like this massive crescendo, isn't it, with Muse? I don't think there's many people that don't like Muse, to be fair. What was your first gigs kind of like coming up? Because you guys have now done, obviously, you've done, what was it that you guys did 2 days on? The Tramlines Fringe, was it? What was that like, kind of performing compared to your like first gigs? Was you guys kind of nervous, or was you just kind of, was it an exciting feeling for you guys starting out?
Yeah, so I think I'll take one because I feel like I've got a bit of a funny story with this one. I actually got on a stage for my first ever gig. It was an open mic night. I was with Lewis actually, and I couldn't really play guitar. I'm going to be fully honest with you. I've been playing for about a month. I think I mentioned it earlier, like when I couldn't really play when I first started playing with Lewis. We did a cover of with American Idiot. Yeah, and we did a cover of American Idiot, and I actually had to unplug my guitar because I forgot the chords, and I didn't really know how to play the chords like fast enough or anything. I was only young, but like I just unplugged the guitar and I just pretended like I knew what I was doing.
Fake it till you make it. I'm telling you, it's fake it till you make it. if no one's gonna call you out on it, then it's fine, isn't it? What have you guys got coming up in terms of shows and music? Then, is there any music that you guys kind of recording for that got new tracks coming out? Is there any shows that you're prepping for? Just kind of enlighten us on what you guys have got planned for the future.
Songs-wise, I think we're planning on recording at some point early November, but right now we're just sort of finishing off what songs we have got, we've nearly got to finish it soon. So yeah, that's that.
Yeah, and then gig-wise, we've got two gigs this weekend. We've got the Victoria in Lincoln, co-headlining with Archie and the Astronauts on Friday, and then on Saturday we're supporting Deja Vega in Spider's Web.
Yeah, that one's in Grimsby, though.
Yeah, that's in Grimsby.
Yeah.
And then the weekend after, we're playing the Docks Tap Room in Grimsby for their birthday party.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, by the way, that is a huge gig. There is a few people that we have spoken to. It feels like everyone. You guys are massively topping off this kind of feature. It seems like every single person that is on there, from Mosaics and Ever and I think Future Theory are on there, aren't there? There's loads of them that are on there, and you guys are kind of that final piece in the puzzle for people that have been interviewed from this event. Are you guys quite excited? Because there's a few really, really big bands on there that are all coming from, you know, Lincoln and the area. Is it going to be, are you guys really excited for that day? Because it's kind of a collection of music. Is it something that you guys are really kind of hoping for?
Yeah, we're excited for that gig. We love Doctor Academy. Doctor Academy is one of our favourite venues. And we've never actually played in the tap room. I don't think they do a lot of bands in the tap room. So to be able to play in the tap room is pretty special.
Yeah, they do it a lot in the academy, don't they? They do it a lot upstairs, I think. So.
Yeah, and we've actually got one at Doctor Academy supporting a Nirvana tribute, which is sold out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's the one I think I'm looking for in the future.
Yeah,
I'm
looking for that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, you got a few big things ahead. So for people kind of keeping ahead on your on what you guys have got coming up, where can we find you on your socials?
So you can find us on all major social media, so Instagram, X, and Facebook, and you can also get us on YouTube as well. That's all Revivalry Band. You can also get us on Spotify, which we've got two songs out now. We've got Legion and Homesick, which is just Revivalry. I think you can get us on Threads as well, which is...
You guys have got a massive social media empire for the band. Fair play to you. Thank you for joining me tonight. Really do appreciate it. Thank you for talking to me. And
thanks for having us.
No, we thank you for coming on and giving us your time. And yeah, best of luck with all the gigs that you got coming on in the tap room. And I know I'll be there. I think I'm going to try and make it to the Victoria Lincoln when that for that gig. So yeah, thank you for coming on. Really do appreciate it. And best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much, mate.
Thank you. Appreciate it. See you in a bit. Bye.